Well, the photo-sharing web service Instagram has bowed to public pressure and backed down from controversial changes. It followed days of online outrage after the Facebook-owned enterprise announced it would change its terms of service. Users claimed that Instagram wanted to sell photos without permission or use the photos in advertisements. It's left many online commentators wondering what all the fuss is about. Will Ockenden reports.
Once the home of the hipster, Instagram was a darling of the social media elite.
I am doing a video on how I take my Instagram pictures.
This goes for about 10 minutes.
All the time on my Instagram, how I take my pictures.
Instagram allows you to take a photo with your smartphone and apply a filter to it so it looks like it was taken with a Polaroid camera or underwater or in the 1800s, and then you get to share it online.
So I'm going to take you through step by step on my phone.
Anecdotal evidence suggests Instagram has a lot of photos of clothes and many, many more of pictures of people's food.
Today I'm going to share with you what I eat in a day.
Now, this goes on for a bit too.
What to eat, but it's what I eat.
In the days of social media, the slightest controversy can get big quickly. This time, a small worry about a changing terms of service turned into an Insta rage. Users claimed that Instagram wanted the right to sell photos without payment or notification and use them in advertising. Then came the online fury. Changes to the policy were demanded. People tweeted angrily. Celebrities threatened to leave. Today, Instagram backed down by clarifying it wouldn't be doing the things the users said it would be. Some wondered what the fuss was all about.
I'm Still Gary and I'm a freelance internet writer and commentator, and we're going to be talking about the arsehattery around the whole Instagram thing. Instagram's terms and conditions were much the same as most of the other social networks.
So it's the same as YouTube, the same as Twitter, the same as Flickr, etc.?
Similar. At the core of it, there is this idea that you are giving them permission to show your material to other users of the service. Otherwise, the whole thing would be a breach of copyright.
Instagram was launched in October 2010. It rapidly expanded its user base, adding 100 million users in 2 years. In September this year, Facebook closed a deal with Instagram, valuing the two-year-old startup with less than 20 employees at $1 billion. For a company which made no profit, had no large source of revenue, and was adding thousands of users by the day, it was a phenomenal deal. A deal which investors will want to see a return. Stilgarian says the long-term issue is not small changes to a terms of service, but how all the social media networks will turn a profit in the future.
Sooner or later, I think we're going to run into an incident or a problem with this where things turn out not as people expect. I think it's probably good that we've had a bit of a wake-up call and for people to start thinking about this, to start thinking about whether they want to actually post their material in this way or pay for it to be hosted in this way.
What do you mean there might be an incident that people might not expect?
We've got every social network planning to generate its profits by showing advertising, by generating logs of everyone's movements and activities on the internet and creating these dossiers that advertisers can use. Instagram has to make $1 billion back and more and profit. Somewhere along the line, there's going to be increasing pressure for these companies to actually do something that makes some money. And that is in direct opposition to the needs of the users and their privacy. And when push comes to shove, I don't know that the users are going to be the winners.
There's a picture which occasionally does the rounds on the internet simply saying, if you're not paying for it, you're not the customer. You're the product being sold.
That's Will Ockenden reporting.